and body, we're different than all the other animals. You hear me? We're different than all the other animals. Do not compare me with a dog or a cow or a horse. Don't even compare yourself. We're spiritual beings. Hallelujah. Animals are here to serve us. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12. And we read this, and I want to read it to you again. Beginning at verse 1, it says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies. Notice it says your bodies. A living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. Verse 2, and do not be conformed to what? This world. Do not be conformed to this world, but do what? Be transformed. Now, how is that transformation going to take place? Somebody tell me. By the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. We can never ever, please him without renewing our mind. Because it's real easy. All you have to do is nothing. It's real easy to be like the world, to think like the world, to act like the world, to talk like the world. But God has called us as believers in Christ Jesus to come out from the world. If we're going to please him, then we can't walk like the world walk, talk like the world talk, act like the world act. And I tell you this quite often, where in Jesus' prayer in the Gospel of John, chapter 17, where he says, Father, I'm not praying that you take them out of the world. That's physically. Take us out of the world, but keep us from the evil. Or the evil one. Now, we need our bodies to keep us here in the world so that we can serve God. So the word of God tells us, don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed. And the only way that transformation is going to take place is by the renewing of your mind. We got to change the way we think. You hear me? We got to change the way we think. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I told you this, that one translation says it this way, renovate your mind. Get that old stuff out of there. Amen. You still here with me? Hallelujah. The Spirit is born again. It's made a new creature. That's the spirit of man. The soul of man, his mind, his intellect, emotions, all that, has to be renewed. And the body has to be put under subjection. And the body is placed under subjection to the degree that the mind is renewed. You're still here. Glory be to God. Now I want to tell you something. Peace comes when you think right. Well, what do you mean by that, Pastor? Peace comes when you begin to think in line with the Word of God. Are you still here? Things can be going on the outside. I mean, all around you, things can, I mean, it can be chaos, confusion. But when you have the Word of God on the inside of you and you begin to think concerning what the Word of God says and not concerned about what the world is doing, then you are at peace. Jesus says, my peace I give unto you, not like the word give. He says, I give you my peace. And he said, let not your heart be troubled. Hallelujah. Where's that found? I think that's Gospel of John 16:33. Put that up there. I think I'm right. If I'm not, we'll find it. John 16:33. Hallelujah. Put it on the screen for me. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I didn't know I was going there. Listen what Jesus said. He said, these things I have spoken to you, that in me, everybody say in him.
In him.
Come on, say it again.
In him.
He said, these things have I spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world, you will have tribulation. Are you here? In the world, you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. Why? Jesus said, I have overcome the world. Now, let me tell you something. That'll get your mind renewed when you dwell on that. When you attempted to worry and gripe and complain and throw in the towel, and you remember what Jesus said, be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. Hallelujah. And I love, here's what I love about that. When Jesus said, I've overcome the world, that's past tense. Glory be to God. That's past tense. He overcame the world. And because he overcame the world, that makes me a world overcomer. That was a good place to shout right there. Amen. And that's the reason. We're already in the book of Romans. Just flip back. Chapter 8. And this goes right along with John 16:33. And in Romans chapter 8, look at verse 6. For to be carnally minded is what? Death. But to be what? Spiritually minded is what? Life and peace. To be spiritually minded is life and peace. But you can never be spiritually minded unless you're willing to get your mind renewed. Life and peace. See, my life, your life, my peace and your peace is not dependent on what the world does. It's not dependent on what they say on the news. It's not even dependent on how your neighbor treats you. It's not dependent on what they say about you. It's dependent upon what you know right here. There's an old song that we used to sing. Well, I was a child. I didn't do much singing, but I would listen at the adults singing. They would sing something like this. Talk about me as much as you please, because I'm going to talk about you down on my knees. What were they saying? I'm not going to let what you're saying about me get on the inside of me. Oh, no. It's not. I'm just going to pray for you. I'm going, and when I pray for you, I'm not going to even ask God to kill you. I'm going to ask him to bless you. Glory be to God. Let me read this again. To be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded, that's walking in the renewed mind, is life and peace. How many of you love life and peace? Glory to God. I do too. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. When we renew our minds and meditate on God's word, spending time in God's word, good things happen for us. Even in the midst, when things are going wrong everywhere else, good things can happen for us. Turn in your Bible to the book of Joshua. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. The book of Joshua. We're talking about getting our minds renewed, thinking in line with what God says, thinking in line with what his word says. In Joshua, the book of Joshua, chapter 1, listen at what God told Joshua. You probably know this by heart. He told him, he says, this book of the law, that's the word of God, isn't it? Amen. Hallelujah. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. In other words, you shall not, don't ever stop speaking it. Don't ever stop allowing it to flow out of your mouth. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall what? You shall what? Another way of saying it is you meditate, get your mind renewed by repeating it. See, meditate here don't only mean just to think on, but also to mutter. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night. You have to understand something. You just don't need the Word of God on Sundays. You don't just need the Word of God on Wednesday nights. You need the Word of God 24/7. Are you still here? Yes. But you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. In other words, Joshua, get your mind renewed, man. Because I told you this the other week, our actions are a result of the way we think. Give you an example of what I'm talking about. Got Bobby here, this brother, good brother. Love this brother, having absolutely nothing against this brother. But for the sake of illustration, let's say I did. And maybe he said something, did something, I don't know, that just hurt my little feelings. And now I'm pondering that and meditating on that and talking about it all the time, how bad that brother treated me and what he said to me. And everybody I meet, I'm talking to them about it. And that's what's on my mind. Y'all listening to me. That's what's on my mind. But now I'm saved though, you understand? I'm saved though. But I'm walking down the street now and I happen to look up and there's Bobby. Now, my body acts as a direct result of what I've been thinking and what I've been talking. What does my body do? I don't want to deal with him today. I believe I go this way. I don't even want to have to speak to him. I just rather go this way. Why? It's what you've been thinking, talking. What would Jesus do? Jesus would walk up to him and say, Bobby, I love you. I love you, man. I love you. I mean, he was hanging on the cross. And he prayed for those that put him there.
Yes, he did.
Y'all still here?
Yes.
We got to get our mind renewed, folks. It's easy to hate. It's easy to worry. It's easy to get all over there because that's what the world is all about. And we are in the world, but Jesus already prayed that the Father would keep us from the evil and keep us from the evil one. Well, you know what? I got news for you. Do you know what? When Jesus prays, the Father listens and the Father answers his prayer. So this is a done deal. All we got to do is cooperate. Whew, hallelujah. I want Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. Put it on the screen from the New Living Translation. I just want to read that to you as well before we move on. Hallelujah. Study this book of instruction continually. Meditate on it day and night, so you will be sure to obey everything written in it. Then, and this is where I didn't get to, only then, everybody say only then.
Only then.
Say it again.
Only then.
Only then will you prosper and succeed in all you do. Now, I want you to do something right now. Just, I don't know who's beside you or whatever, but look at them and tell them there's absolutely nothing that can keep me from being a success and prospering, but me. I mean, all we have to do is read the Word of God and line up with the Word of God. Even in, I believe it's Psalm 37, where the Word of God says, even in the time of famine or the days of famine, we'll be satisfied. God will make a way, and we sing this song around here sometimes, God will make a way where there seems to be no way. But if your mind is not renewed, you're already given up before you ever start. You've already thrown in the towel saying, what's the use? Not even giving God a chance to move on your behalf. Amen. You still with me? Glory be to God. And I want you to understand something. When your mind is renewed, your faith grows. Faith comes by hearing, and by hearing the word of God. Are you still here? Hallelujah. Be very careful. Be very careful about what you allow to get on the inside of you. Be careful. Be cautious. Now, I'm sure you're familiar with these verses as well, but I want to go back to them again. Let's go to the book of Proverbs. The fourth chapter. In Proverbs chapter 4, I'm going to begin reading at verse 20. It says, my son, but this also includes God's daughters as well. You do know that, right?
Yeah.
Amen. My son, give attention to my what?
Word.
To my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. Now, listen, when we hear the word of God and continue to hear the word of God, it gets down on the inside of us. It gets into our hearts. The logos that we hear becomes rhema. Well, what are you saying? The logos word that you hear become rhema word. In other words, all of a sudden you have a strong revelation of the word of God. And it becomes active in your life. It becomes the working word, the word you live by. Hallelujah. Y'all still here with me? Verse 21 again. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. Oh, I love verse 22, excuse me. For they are what? Life to those that what? Who find them, and what else?
Health
to all their flesh. Ooh, glory. Y'all. Now, you know, y'all excuse me a minute, but I want to read this for myself. Verse 22, now they got 21 on the board. I read it from my Bible. For they are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh. Is health to all my flesh. Just take a moment and let that sink in. Hallelujah. Let God be true and every man a liar. Hallelujah. But now listen at what it says. See, this is a word of caution to us. Because in order for the Word of God to work and for us to reap the benefits of His Word, we must cooperate with Him. We must work with Him. Verse 23 says, keep your heart with all diligence. That's where your life is. Keep your heart with all diligence. For out of it spring, what? The issues of life. For out of it springs the issues of life. Now, again in the New Living Translation, it reads like this: guard your heart above all else. In other words, don't let other stuff get on the inside of you. Don't open the door for it. Can I tell you something? It is real easy after I dismiss you at the end of the service. It's real easy to walk right out of those doors and forget everything you just heard. Because when you get home, you're going to walk through your door, home life continues. Whatever you had to deal with at home, be waiting on you when you get there. If you're having problems with your spouse, maybe they didn't come to church, you did. Be home when you get there, maybe. The stack of bills that came in last week, they're still stacked over there. See them when you get home. My point in this is it's real easy to fall right back into the place you were before you left to come to church. It's so easy. It's so easy. You need to leave here today with a heart saying, I'm changing. I heard the Word of God, and I'm standing on the Word of God I heard. Yes, the bills may be stacked up over there. The bills hadn't changed yet, but I have changed. I have changed, and that makes all the difference because I change. Now my circumstances and situations are going to change. And sometimes it may take a miracle, but guess what? God is in the miracle working business. God is in the miracle working business. Some of y'all listening to me or maybe watching me on the live stream, you got a ton of problems. But I'm here to tell you, God is in the miracle working business. Remember what he told Joshua, to meditate on his word day and night. Then he would have good success. But we can't be up and down, up and down, up and down, up and up today because all the news sound good. Down tomorrow because I'm not hearing anything good. Lord, what am I going to do? How are we going to get out of this mess? Lord, Lord, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I just need to get on the phone and call somebody just to talk about my problems. I need to vent. Well, one way you can vent is talk to God, reminding him of his word, not because he forgets. He don't forget. But you letting him know, Lord, I know your word and I'm standing on your word. I believe what you told me. And also your word says we walk by faith and not by sight. But you have to get your mind renewed in the word of God. Now, I have a question for you as I close. Seems like I don't get very far, but that's all right. I have a question for you. When you leave today, are you going to leave a changed person? Or are you going to just be the same old person? Same old problems, handling them the same old way. Folks, it's about change. Understand, God said, I will never, listen to me, leave you. Matter of fact, it's mentioned more than once in the Bible, but we'll go to Hebrews. And I'll close with this one. Listen at what it says. Hebrews chapter 13. Verse 5, let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have. We're told not to worry. Am I right? So be careful. The King James word say, King James Bible say, be careful for nothing, which simply means don't worry about anything. Wherever you are right now, you be content because you know that God is at work on your behalf. You hear me? I said, did you hear me? Let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have. Oh, I love this. Listen to this. For he himself has said, everybody say, has said. I will never leave you nor forsake you. If you believe that, make it personal and say, he will never leave me nor forsake me. Go ahead and say it.
He will never leave me nor forsake me.
Come on, say it again.
He will never leave me nor
forsake me. Who is he? Now make it personal. Say, God will never leave me nor forsake me. Come on. Point at yourself and say it again.
God will never leave me nor forsake me.
Hallelujah. God knows where we are. God knows what we're having to deal with. God knows that we don't have enough money at the end of the month. You got more month than you got money. He knows about all that stuff. He knows about all the other stuff you have to deal with. But don't throw in the towel. Just calm down and get the word of God on the inside of you. Get it on the inside of you. Get that mind renewed. And so let me read 5 again, then I'm going to read on into 6. And musicians, you guys can get ready to come because I'm getting ready to close this out. Let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have, for he himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Now hear me good. He himself, notice, if you, I'm reading from the New King James Bible, he is capitalized, himself is capitalized. It's talking about God. So God has something to say, right? God has something to say. He himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Now, since God has something to say, we too should have something to say. Put verse 6 on there for me, on the screen for me, please. Verse 6, Hebrews 13, 6. So God has said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. That's God's word to us. What should we be saying? So we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. Notice didn't say you do it timidly. That we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. Why don't you boldly tell somebody the Lord is your helper? The Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? Give the Lord a shout, will you? Glory to God. Hallelujah. The Lord is my helper. He's already said, I'll never leave you and I'll never forsake you. Because he said that, then I can boldly say, the Lord is my helper. What can man do to me? So since God said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you, why are we arguing with it? Why are we saying the opposite? We need to get our minds renewed and say what God says about us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, we thank you for your word. May we have a heart to continually renew our minds according to your word, feeding on your word, being built up by what you have said, not conducting our lives based on what's going on in the world, but conducting our lives according to your word, standing on your promises. Father, I thank you. Great is your faithfulness. Give you glory for that, Father. Hallelujah. I want to speak to those that's watching us on the live stream.